this. I hope and pray you saw the sun come up, the S-U-N, and you have the S-O-N in your heart. Because when Jesus is in your heart, you have life and you can see all kinds of things, including the sunrise. Well, my scripture for the sunrise service this morning is in Matthew chapter 28. Now, I'm going to take and read Matthew 28, 1 through 9 from the New Living Translation. This is about the resurrection. Now, most people, and that's okay, they say Easter Sunday, but traditionally, and to be more accurate about the scripture, because Easter only appears in scripture one time, and it is about the resurrection. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Early on a Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to see the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, because an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards were shocked with fear when they seen him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He's been raised from the dead just as he said would happen. Come and see where his body was lying. And then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has been raised from the dead. And he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember, I have told you." The women ran quickly from the tomb, and they were frightened, but they were also filled with great joy, and they rushed to find the disciples to give them the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them. Red Letter Edition, words attributed to Jesus. "Greetings," he said. And they ran to him and held his feet and worshipped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Oh, don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, we all have choices. We make choices probably, I don't know how many times a day, but probably a lot. Choices, choices, choices. And I want to talk about this morning about one choice, and that's the Easter choice, or the resurrection of Jesus choice, to believe. Now, I know most of us are faced with new realities and new choices every day, but I want to share with you a couple thoughts that I think that maybe we have three options on how we can respond to these choices and these realities of life. Because I think it's nearly certain that all of us will maybe opt for one of these three possibilities. Maybe. But the first one is this. You can stay bewildered, and you can let this event knock you flat on your back, and then just stay there, whatever event that might be. And then second, you can engage in the world-class denial. You can look at the facts and, yeah, just ignore them. Or thirdly, you can slowly and perhaps assimilate this new information that you're able to make the right choice. Now, you may get knocked down flat on your back, just like the next person, by this new realization, but eventually you can pick yourself up. I think we call it pick yourself up by the bootstraps and keep on going. Well, if you embrace this new truth and then go through the long, sometimes painful process of reassessing life in the light of this new evidence. This is what I'm talking about, the Easter choice. When faced with the incredible proclamation that Jesus rose from the dead, oh, you can be agnostic and cynical by saying, "Hey, I don't know what to make of that." But then neither are you going to try to understand or believe. And you might think, well, who cares anyhow that Jesus raised from the dead? Or maybe you can just deny it. That whole thing's just nothing but fiction. Fantasy. A pious witch. but something that really never happened. Or you can move past the shock towards acceptance. But I want to caution us. If we are going to accept the truth of the bodily resurrection, we need to let it change us totally. That's the Easter choice. But I think the problem for most of us, and me sometimes, is that we're not surprised enough by Easter to realize that we truly do face a choice. To believe or not to believe? That's the question. Oh, that's another thing. But Easter is a part of the background scenery of our lives. That's why we're here this morning at the pond. Just look around the background scenery. I don't think none of us really truly ever been afraid of Easter, never been bewildered by it. And believing that Jesus rose from the dead becomes a little like believing the earth is round and that it orbits around the sun. A bit of history, though. Once upon a time, not long ago, a couple hundred years, people didn't know that. Modern technology and science and all that stuff, even before we were able to go to space, realized that, no, we go around the sun. Now, the flat earth people at that time were really convinced that the sun orbited the earth. Well, it caused quite a stir when this view had to be revised. In fact, a lot of people were charged with heresy and all kinds of stuff. And some of them were brutally attacked for believing that. But that was a long time ago. Praise be to God. And now we accept that picture of our solar system without much thought. Oh, yeah, the world is round and we orbit the sun. But what does that have to do with anything, preacher? Well, it doesn't change what we have to do to work at tomorrow, does it? It really and truly don't. Tomorrow will come. Today is here. Yesterday is gone. Is that what Easter becomes for us? We believe it happened, but then we've always believed that. Most of the people in our generations, anyhow. Easter has somehow become part of the routines of this world. So, what would it have? Much effect on us? I don't know. Would it or not? Or what do we do tomorrow? Easter is no longer shocking for us. It surely does not make us reevaluate everything else that we think and we know. We are in a generation of knowledge that keeps increasing like blazer speed. Anyway, we're not sure what we have, everything in our lives that needs changed, are we? Well, if we can believe in the resurrection at all, it's a gift of faith granted to us by the prior gift of faith. But it's also that we receive that grace and accept the truth that proclaimed from every Christian pulpit in the world this day. Depending on the time zones, but this day, every Christian pulpit in the world is celebrating Easter Sunday morning, or Resurrection Sunday morning. So then we have to know that this truth changes everything, doesn't it? This is not some fact that we can ponder just once every 12 months or so. This does truly change everything in our life and on every day of our life. While we're here on this earth with the promised hope of eternal life. Why? Because of the resurrection. But then Jesus not only was raised from the dead, he had told his disciples something that we call the Great Commission. And I want to close this morning with this in the latter part of Matthew chapter 28. Picking it up at verse 16 through the end of the chapter. New Living Edition. Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some of them still doubted. Red letter edition all the way to the end of the chapter. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given complete authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is the command that we need to pay attention to. Jesus said this, teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Wow. Self-esteem. Think of who said these words. It was Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who took part in creation, says from the beginning. He promised to go with us personally, to go with us always, even to the end of the age. Or some people say the end of the world, but I don't think the world's ever going to end because Jesus needs a world to come back to. He promised he's coming back. Anyhow, would you spend every moment of your everyday with somebody that you did not value? I don't think so. That's why we spend so much time on Holy Spirit school, so you can get to know the person, or the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Christ has placed us on an incredible pedestal. Very valuable. He thinks we're valuable. Do you think you're valuable? I think so. I think I'm valuable. And he made this promise to us. The power of his personal presence. Oh, praise be to God. Thank you, Father, for coming in the flesh and then going home to be with the Father, sitting at the right hand, and then sending one that you told us greater than you. That's the Holy Spirit. Invite him into your life today on Resurrection Sunday. Pray that your day goes well. God loves you, and so do we.